There you are, my gorgeous dear. Just head to your left. That's it. Hello. I knew that if anyone could effortlessly navigate the tunnels of my obsidian caves, it would be you. That, and there's a spell on you to disable or neutralize the myriad of maddeningly wonderful traps so carefully hidden around here. Maddening for others, wonderful for me. I can't have just anyone waltzing in. The last person to do that found themselves waltzing back out. With an invisible partner. They then found themselves dancing uncontrollably for the next month. Oh, no. Perhaps with my older age, I'm not as ruthless as I used to be. It was warranted. They were here with sticky fingers on some sort of... what did they call it now? The campaign. Decently talented at disarming things, but aside from that, not very bright. Now, you usually offer me at least a hug when we meet. And when I'm lucky, a kiss on each cheek. Sorry. I'm still in my spiky rock form. My fault entirely. Oh, I was engaging in some sport with the golems in the pit of death. That should be better. Is this form more huggable for you now? Yes, and you can see my beautiful face. Always the charmer you are. Of course, we could always argue about who charmed whom first, but we've been there before and it's a never-ending argument. I am beautiful to friends, monstrous to foe. That's how it is. With most of my kind, anyway, there are a few strange exceptions. Yes. Now that I've been free and without a master for some time, I have accumulated a great wealth of power. No, dear one. I do not tire of it. Well, depends on what is done with that power, I suppose. Tell me, what would you do if you were me? Sorry. Yes, of course. You'd need more time to think about it. To be honest, given everything I have, I'm content with not bothering others as long as they don't bother me. Sometimes they get in the way of the things I want, and that can become highly unpleasant for them. You know me. I've never been soft with humans. Our history with each other is quite the tangled mess. Only those who have earned my favor receive preferential treatment. You know it. Speaking of treatments, I have a nice one for you. Let's take a volcanic sand bath together. Indeed. It will help ease any bunched up muscles as well as soreness in your body. It even helps if you feel like you're getting sick. Good for detox. This way. I have just the area for you, where it will not feel scorching. I can withstand great temperatures. You, on the other hand, will become a roasted human. The kind of sand I have here will even absorb impurities from your skin. How convenient is that? These circular plates? They keep the sand enchanted. Yes, it is warmed from the bottom. With clothes, without clothes. It's your choice. I know which one I would pick. Trust me, it's a lot more comfortable that way. This volcanic sand here is not as fine as the material you'll find at the beach, but at the end of your sand bath, if any granules get stuck in unmentionable places, I can simply magic them away. The benefits of being an Earth genie are many. All you need to do is lie down in that shallow pit there. Questions? Concerns? No. It will not feel too heavy. Just tell me if you require more or less. And I feel light. Here. Ekalid Sharim. Rishan Ifit, Arun Mayet. That's it. Just relax and breathe. You've never experienced anything like this before, then? Well, it isn't something most know about. Yes. Earth genies do deeply enjoy being in the Earth. Though it is much more than just simple enjoyment. So, tell me how you're liking it so far. Good. Now, tell me, how have you been? Oh, I've missed you too. How sweet of you to say that you should wish to check on me to ensure all matters were going smoothly for me. Is certainly heartwarming to hear. You too have been occupying my thoughts lately. More so than usual, which is saying something. Is it not natural for me to think a lot, but... Don't worry about it. We are safe down here, I assure you. But we are under the mountain, and this mountain is alive. Yes. This is no regular mountain. Thus, due to its aliveness, and depending on its mood, it will shift this and that around. Not always, just on occasion. Now, I believe I was attempting to tell you something important. Before we were interrupted. Good memory. I was asking, shouldn't it be natural for me to think often about the one who freed me from my enslavement, saving me from degrading into a diminutive husk in the process? My last and hopefully final master was a monster of a wizard who delighted in torturing me. He would have worked me into a state of mindlessness and nothingness. He was already close. It is possible to damage my inherent magical energy by overdraining my elemental powers. Oh, he didn't care. He didn't want to use me for anything specifically, other than as a plaything that would satiate his sadistic tendencies. Yes. You certainly dispatched him with great ease. Well, if you want to put it that way, the enraged Black Dragon did. But you played a key role in what happened. The main thing was that he grossly underestimated you. You know, I thought about it a lot afterwards. One, you did not have to put your neck on the line and go to the trouble of doing what you did. Two, you could easily have claimed me as my new master after my previous one died. Instead, you set me free. Your lack of selfishness baffled and moved me. And I greatly enjoyed exploring different regions with you after that. But then came the dreaded time to part ways. As you know, after a while I had to see how you were doing. So I invited you here. I hope to make your stay as pleasant as possible. You have, after all, given me a life of freedom, filled with almost everything I want. Well, there is one missing thing. But let's go elsewhere, into the Room of Gems, to talk about that, Yalil Srita Kisalach. Come. Oh, you could get used to being pampered, huh? Are you serious about that sentiment? Because I am most willing to offer you a life of pampering and more. Attention, good food, additional protection. I am serious. Through here. Step on that. We're going even deeper underground. Indeed, to the gem room. I have an offer I wish to make you. You are right. It is strange. Usually, it's people making wishes from genies, and not genies making wishes from people. Almost there. Oh, those are enchanted fire sprites. A lot more versatile than torches. Torches are stationary. These move around as you need them, and you don't need to carry them.
Rocket stone? Rocket stone? Rock and stone. Mm. Rock and stone.
Looks like we have a little tag along. That's Sandy McSquawk. It's her favorite phrase, rock and stone. She has others. We are fortunate not to have caught her in one of her more vulgar moods. Highly amusing, I tell you. These doors will only open to my magical imprint. Yes, like a fingerprint, if you will. What do you think of this room? As filled with riches as it is, I don't doubt you've seen places even more magnificent during your adventures. This is a genie's hoard, after all, and not a dragon's. The latter tends to be much larger. I like to keep more valuable items, but in a smaller quantity. No, not all genies are known to hoard treasure like this. You could say this is more of a me thing. But then again, who doesn't like riches if they're able to get their hands on it, Now, I wanted to speak to you about something of great importance. Something that concerns, potentially, the rest of our lives. You matter to me, and I to you. Yes? The question is, how far are you willing to go? I believe I am asking what you think I am. Without you around, I feel strange, like a crucial part of me is missing. So, with your permission, I would like to have you as my... No, not master. I know you are adverse to that. I should like to have you as my... You know. You know. My... Where are my words all of a sudden? They seem to have flown away.
Rock and stone!
Shh!
Rock
Sandy!
And stone.
I am having an important conversation here.
Mining shaft! Big, long mining shaft!
No. That bird. You know, when two beings like each other, well, more than like each other, and they, have a special sort of relationship around that. Yes. That. What you said. I would like that with you. If you want. I know it's very much unheard of. A relationship or a marriage or what have you in that way between a genie and a human. But I am willing to try, if you are. You have a silly grin on your face, and I don't know if you're happy or if you're about to laugh at the suggestion. Oh, you... Yes? Just... Yes? That easy. But I haven't even bribed you with anything yet. I suppose some things can't be bought. Do you not want more time to think on it? It is a lifelong commitment. True. And no, you're not the hesitant kind. Since you have agreed, I will show you these. These rings are forged from the remains of the lamp I was previously bound to. This ring here is a symbol of my love for you. And as you will have me, I will bind myself to you. Not in the master-slave sort of way. This is a different sort of bond. Afterwards, you may find yourself stronger. And we may sometimes be able to read each other's thoughts. Also, if you ever decide to practice earth magic, our bond will empower it. The rings have also been enchanted with luck and protection. To solidify the binding, we must sit together for a while. That's it. I'll give you the ring. There. Put your hands in mine. Close your eyes. Breathe deeply. As we're both wearing the rings, you should feel a slight vibration moving up and down your body. Tell me when you start to feel it. Good. Now reach forward towards me with your mind until you see an earthy orange glow. More. The glow is my heart, keep reaching until the glow surrounds you and you feel the warmth of it. Even the mountain is celebrating with us. Yes. Don't let go until all you feel is the vibration in your body, and all you see is the orange glow around you in your mind's eye. Perfect. Perfect. Breathe. Now, pull my heart towards you. Yes, pull. Keep going. It is complete. You have done well. It's natural for you to feel tired afterwards. Put your head in my lap. Close your eyes, my love. But when you awaken, you will feel stronger than ever. I'll cradle you while you sleep.